auditioned for the show, they said I was too young, too small, kind of put me aside. And I wasn't even auditioning for Hannah. I was auditioning for Lily. And then they were like, you know, do this, and they're still too small, and I just kept going. Even when they said no, I was like, no, one more chance. And it turned into like 20 more chances.
Each time was like a very serious competition, you know, and she kept getting closer and closer to the finals. And, you know, when it came down to her and two other girls, it got to be, a lot of nerves. I just told Miley, I said, hey, man, just be yourself. You know, if it's meant to be, it'll happen. Just go in there and be Miley, because, you know, that's who you are, and I really think that's what they're looking for.
I did acting classes when I was really young, and then not really singing lessons, but like guitar lessons, which will teach you to stay on key and, you know, learn about pitch and all that. So like, really it wasn't, you know, like strictly for this. I trained in like Canada and all different countries. All the work that I've been doing for so long, you know, taking acting classes and singing lessons and everything, it's like totally, it shows what all the hard work and like practice and training can do. Similarity with my character is, let's see, that definitely she just wants to follow her dreams and be with her friends and her family.
I think this is the nicest conversation we've ever had.
I know.
Another thing is Hannah Montana also wants to be kind of like a role model, you know, and say, you know, go out there, go try, go live your dream, you know, have fun, be happy, and that's basically the message I'm trying to get across to kids.
Having fun crowd surfing, please don't drop me, please don't drop me.
Then the difference is I'm not very good at secrets. Even, you know, like, if it's like a big thing, I won't say anything, but like when it's like, a little thing, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're not gonna believe what I just heard. I'm like so not good at that kind of stuff.
Okay, no more secrets. And to prove it, I'm gonna show you something I've never shown to any other friend.
It's like a dream.
Did you just come out of that dressing room?
Yeah.
I was just in there and you weren't there.
You're losing it, Daddy.
You think I'm losing it, Fred?
It's Jimmy.
My guy, Robbie, is pretty similar to the real-life dad that I am.
Don't look at me. I didn't write that.
My weak spot is I'm not any good at all on discipline. I've never been able to discipline any of the kids.
Y'all just sit here and act like you're two perfect little angels who always listen to their father.
Try to be more of a best friend, which is what Robbie is to Miley on the show.
Everybody wants to be a star.
Next!
Oh, there's a lot of things that we take from my real life experience as being Billy Ray Cyrus. We've thrown in a few achy breaky heart jokes. We've got this episode airing later in the year called I Want My Mullet Back. It's based around a song that's coming off of my new album. There's a song in there called I Want My Mullet Back. The writers wrote an episode about it, and it's pretty dang funny.
I want my mullet back.
Working with my dad is interesting.
I like to dance, but I can't do it with poopy in my pants.
Dad, this is so not funny.
My dad's a lot cooler than like most dads. My dad's like pretty chill. My dad still thinks he's like my age, so that's okay.
Son, I prepped you right. Oh, yes, he did.
To get to see Miley develop day to day as an actress and a human being is just unbelievable.
You always know what to say.
Sometimes it just comes to me.
A typical day is basically just having fun. We have nothing on our schedule but have fun. Like, they're like, you know, you gotta get this done. And like, the kids like totally aren't thinking about it. Everyone else is kind of, you know, like, we gotta do this, we gotta do this. And we're still just like goofing off. It's just basically like being at school, only you just gotta do all these crazy things.
Okay. Wait, booger check. You're so gross. All clear, good to go.
Hey Dad, big favor. Don't try to be funny with Josh, cause he ain't funny.
Working with Miley, being a part of the show, being a part of the Disney family has been one of the greatest, most rewarding adventures of my career and my life.
It's only half the story, there's another side.
A message that I think all the cast just wants to get out is follow your dreams, follow your heart, and do what's right for you.